No money chopping them up on the ground. It costs the same amount of money to chop them up on the ground to put them in a carton, to put them on a trail and bring them in the shed. Only thing we wanted doing was bringing them in the shed and making money out of them. I'm confident that we can do the protocol and keep going and keep packing, and I just hope it doesn't show up anywhere else on the farm or anywhere else on any other farm. I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
What will the path be like for the ones that come next?
I just hope it's a lot easier than the path that I've been through, because I've been waiting 8 weeks for a protocol, and a lot of people are putting the protocol into place already, doing roads and fences. Our biggest trouble, other people done fences and whatever, but we've had no income to keep going with it, do any of our fences and whatever. It was just all a waiting game. We only found out last Thursday. They should have let us know 5 weeks ago.
How do you even go about putting a dollar figure on the losses that you've incurred?
It's hard to say, because the losses are going to go on for another 6 months, because we haven't fertilised for 9 weeks because we don't want the fruit to blow out, and now it's affecting your bunch sizes and your crop that's coming out now. We're behind in everything, our weed spraying, our bagging and the desuckering, everything we're behind in. We just couldn't keep up. Didn't have the staff. We had to put half our staff off because our wage bill was about $25,000 a week, and we just couldn't keep going. You just can't go backwards that fast, you know what I mean?
So what have your days been like?
Oh, they've been hectic. You feel like you got your guts ripped out of you. And just doing new roadways. We've got to have clean roadways and dirty roadways. So we had to do a lot of time making new roadways and just chopping up bunches and putting fruit on the ground.
Instead of in boxes?
Ever in boxes, yeah. It's worth $30 a carton.
The industry has said that it does want to compensate people like yourself that have been directly impacted by Panama. Will that voluntary levy that they've come up with, the 1 cent a kilo, will that go far enough?
Oh, I think it will, long as you get 100% of the farmers to put in. You know, it's, or a voluntary, then you might only get 50%, or, you know, when the prices go down, you might get no one to put in, you know. It's they should make it mandatory, you know. They should be 100% one in, all in. And we've always paid our levies. We've never skipped on one levy in our life, you know.
What about the government? What role do they need to play?
We met with Bill Byrne and ABGC. They said that, yeah, the industry didn't want me to keep trading. They was looking to cease trading. And it was very gut-wrenching, you know. You walk away there very upset, because it was 30 years of our life, you know. They told us, and they were talking about paying me out, you know, to leave the industry. Then when they found it out at Mareeba, all them discussions was shut down.
So the goalpost changed completely that day?
Yeah, the goalpost changed straight away, and get back farming as fast as I could. And then the protocols started to come online after Mark Reppel found it, which I thought the protocols were just too slow coming. They should have had protocols to us 5 weeks ago.
Do you feel like you have the industry behind you now?
Yeah, I'd say the industry behind me. Just, as long as everyone pays their levies, and it's going to be $2-3 dearer just to produce a carton of bananas for us. Yeah, all the protocols, it will be a couple of dollars dearer.
What's that going to mean to your bottom line when you consider that many banana growers, you'd be familiar with the scenario, often producing bananas below the cost of production?
Well, once they get too low, we'll be chopping them down the paddock. It won't be worth producing. We've had a bit of practice in the last 8 weeks just chopping the whole crop down.
What about the loss of the 16,000 trees? What effect did that have on you, just seeing other people come onto your farm and inject your trees with chemicals?
Well, they had 25 acres of beautiful bananas, and they didn't take bags off them. The irrigation, everything is still in the paddock. We couldn't take nothing out. But I don't know if there's going to be any compensation on them or what.
Why was that necessary?
Yeah, well, that's Biosecurity put the directions on us to get rid of them. They only found it in one little spot, little block, but they reckon because the block was marked as one block, and they took the whole lot out.
How do you sleep at night knowing that there is more testing and samples being taken on a regular basis?
Oh, there's a few sleepless nights and mornings.
So it sounds like you've hit a high point today being back in business, but there's still a long way to go.
It's still a long, long way to go. It'll take 12 months to get it, over 12 months. It'll be the rest of our life because this Panama 4, I reckon they'll never lift it off the farm, the quarantine. We'll have to live with it for the rest of our lives. It's a reality. We found it here. It could be anywhere. Yeah. Yeah, you can ask me why. I'm the only bloke to put the hand up. I had a few crook stools and you know what? I had probably the worst financial decision I ever made in my life. Put my hand up. But for the industry, I'd done the right thing.